FSR News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court seems likely to expand presidential control over independent federal agencies, signaling support for President Trump's firing of board members. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
The court's conservative majority suggested it would overturn a unanimous 90-year-old decision that is limited when presidents can fire agencies' board members or leave it with only its shell intact. Chief Justice John Roberts referred to the decision known as Humphrey's executor as a dry husk. Liberal justices warned that the decision sought by the administration would concentrate vast power in the president's hands, robbing the agencies of expertise. Solicitor General D. John Sauer defended President Trump's decision to fire Federal Trade Commission member Rebecca Slaughter without cause and called on the court to jettison Humphrey's executor. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump is upset with Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar after granting him a pardon. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Last week, the president pardoned the Texas Democrat and his wife in a federal bribery and conspiracy case. He claimed the two were prosecuted because Cuellar had been critical of Joe Biden's immigration policies. But now Donald Trump is angry that Cuellar plans to run for re-election as a Democrat rather than switch parties. He blasted the congressman on social media for his lack of loyalty, suggesting the president was hoping the pardon would boost the size of the GOP's slim majority in the House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has designated one of the largest Muslim groups in the U.S. a foreign terrorist organization, following a similar step by Texas last month. The directive against the Council on American-Islamic Relations comes in an executive order DeSantis posted on social media. This is SRN News. Some liberal churches are sprinkling politics on their Christmas celebrations.
The issue seems to be President Trump's efforts to expel illegal immigrants. A smattering of congregations across the country are erecting signs decrying the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Department, along with their nativity scenes. Bible scholars point out that Jesus, Mary, and Joseph were not illegal immigrants. Their flight to Egypt was simply a move to another province within the greater Roman Empire. Michael Harrington reporting.
The internet has become a powerful weapon for anti-Semitic groups to get their message out and recruit people. Experts warn that the next frontier for such extremists is artificial intelligence. Anti-Semitic organizations are already using AI tools to create targeted propaganda, manipulate images, audios, and videos, and evade detection. One extremist social network even built a Hitler chatbot. This is SRN News. Controversy north of the border.
Police in Edmonton, Canada have started a pilot project using AI-equipped body cameras to detect faces on a high-risk watch list. Now, the move by Axon Enterprise has raised some ethical concerns, especially since the company previously paused facial recognition due to privacy issues. The pilot aims to enhance officer and public safety by identifying individuals flagged for a history of serious offenses. Jason Walker reporting.
The New Orleans Archdiocese will pay at least $230 million to hundreds of victims of clergy sexual abuse under a settlement approved following years of negotiations. Attorneys representing victims and a spokesman for the Archdiocese confirmed approval of the settlement. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.